think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Before I get to my next guest, John Going, I want to talk to you about a few of our sponsors, starting with our friends over at Srixon Cleveland Golf. Your best performance starts with the right golf ball at Srixon. A global leader in golf ball technology and innovation, Srixon offers a wide variety of award-winning golf balls for golfers of every skill level. Whether you're searching for a tour performance golf ball or a distance golf ball with incredible feel, Srixon provides the best golf balls at incredible prices. Srixon offers a wide variety of personalized options while also developing a highly visible colored golf ball as well. Select the right golf ball for your game today and trust it with Srixon. Check them out online at srixon.com. S-R-I-X-O-N.com. Find the right golf ball for your game today. I also want to remind you about our friends over at Sun Mountain. There's a company nestled in the valley of Missoula, Montana, that embodies the essence of quality, function, and innovation, and that's Sun Mountain, which started building golf bags back in 1981. They are an industry leader in golf bags, travel covers, outerwear, and push carts, with flagship products that you've come to know, like the C-130 cart bag, the 2.5 ultralight stand bag, the Club Glider travel cover, the Speed Cart, and Rainflex rain gear. Sun Mountain continues its quest to provide the very best in golf products to every range of golfer. Visit them online at sunmountaingolf.com to look at their amazing product. Okay, now back with me here on Next on the Tee is the owner of Timber Trust Golf Course in Olive Branch, Mississippi, John Goyne. Let me remind you about John's background. He grew up in Blacksburg, Virginia. He started in the golf business in 1993 out in Phoenix. He joined the TPC Network in Las Vegas in June of 2001. He and his wife moved to Memphis when he was promoted to the head golf professional at TPC Southwind in May of 2003. In 2018, John became the director of business development for Spring Creek Ranch, a Jack Nicklaus signature golf course in Colliersville, Tennessee. In May of 2019, he bought what was then Plantation Golf Club in Olive Branch, Mississippi, now Timber Trace Golf Course. And I'm honored he is back with me again tonight here on Next on the Tee. Hey, John, thanks for coming back on the show.
Chris, good evening. Thanks for having me.
John, it's been a minute since we got to talk and have you as part of the show. Catch us up on all the great things you've got going on down there at Timber Trust.
Yeah, I guess, it's been pre-COVID since we've had an opportunity to kind of have a bit of a conversation. So, clearly we've gone through quite a bit, the golf course continues to improve and, we're just continuing to try to do the best thing we can for public golf, in the state of Mississippi and in North Mississippi, DeSoto County and in Olive Branch. And, just can't be happier with kind of how things are going. Obviously have a great group of people, a great staff that's working for us. And, like I said, it's been trying times for many of us, but, at the same time, golf has been a great release and a bit of normalcy for folks as we've kind of weathered, through this pandemic. We look forward to, continuing things in the future.
John, what I love about what you communicate about Timber Trust, and you point this out on the homepage of your website, timbertrustgolf.com, you are as much about fun as you are about golf. Talk about what you mean by that.
Yeah, it's interesting. as we spoke about a few years ago, I mean, you know, we're still the only golf course in this part of the country that has a Finn scooter. You know, it's been a great single rider option for folks to be able to come out and, you know, ride around the golf course and, you know, speed up play and enjoy themselves. You know, we do all sorts of fun events. You know, our two-man scramble is a real popular Thursday night kickoff the weekend early. You know, it's interesting. We posted something the other day, you know, that basically, you know, what if the PGA, you know, took a bunch of their buddies and bought six packs of beer and went and played golf for the weekend at a golf course. And, you know, that's what we try to do every single day, you know, is just try to make an enjoyable, fun atmosphere for folks to be able to come out. You know, we've got indoor TrackMan hitting bay and you know, so you've got folks that, you know, can come play simulator and we obviously teach inside of there. We do club fittings inside of there and, you know, we just continue to try to bring things to public golf that, you know, mostly you're going to find in a private club setting. You know, high end golf carts with club car, you know, coolers, GPS with Visage. You know, we've got on course beverage delivery service, through a company called 918 Golf. You just scan a QR code, pulls up our menu. You can place your order. We run it out to you on the golf course. So then that way we're not having to have a beverage cart drive around in the heat and everything, you know. So again, we're just trying to create a completely different atmosphere, in the public golf arena. And, you know, we enjoy doing it day in and day out.
John, let's go a little bit deeper on a couple of things you just mentioned there. And you talked about Finn scooters. For people that aren't aware of what Finn scooters are, talk about that.
Yeah. So Finn scooters basically are, you know, an electric, you know, bike, for lack of a better term. You know, it's the bag goes, the butt end of the bag goes right underneath the seat. The heads stick out, through the handlebars. It's a solo ride option. They go 15 miles an hour. We allow them to be driven up onto tee boxes and up onto the collars of greens. So you can literally have folks, you know, play golf and anywhere from 2 to 2.5 hours, which, you know, we continue to try to evaluate a way to offer, you know, something like a fast round of golf or something like that. I think, you know, that's something we're really just trying to focus in on, probably going into next golf season as we kind of, you know, are getting toward the tail end, you know, where you show up first thing in the morning. If you want to, you know, play a round of golf before work, you come, you ride a Finn scooter, you're going to be the first groups out on the golf course. Nobody really in front of you, and you can zip around and get that quick, 9 or 18 in before you head into work. And, you know, it's just such a fun, way to be able to play golf. You know, everybody wants to ride in their own golf cart anyhow. So, you know, for folks to be able to get, on the scooter and zip around, and, you know, kind of have their own cart to be able to, you know, go directly to their golf ball. There's coolers on the fenders and things along those lines. So just a fun, unique way to be able to play golf nowadays.
You also mentioned the TrackMan simulator that you've got available for individuals or groups of folks. You got a little bar area there, a TV. Seems like a great place for a group of friends to come play and hang out. Talk about that a little bit more.
So yeah, we added that, you know, we opened it February of last year. And you know, it was just one of those things where, you know, we want, to give people the opportunity to be able to swing a golf club year round. And it just made a lot of sense. Plus, you know, again, another thing is we wanted to make sure that from a Mississippi perspective, you know, DeSoto County and Olive Branch that, you know, we had the opportunity to do club fittings, not just when we had demo days, but, you know, we were able to do that again on a year round basis. So, you know, we invested in a TrackMan hitting bay. It's, you know, 22 feet by 17 feet. And, it's a very well done space. I'm real happy with how it turned out. We've got a bar area there. We have another little nice seating area right behind there where, actually our golf shop counter used to be. So we reconfigured the entire inside of the clubhouse to be able to make room for this. People can come and rent it by the hour. I do instruction out of it, quite a bit. And then, we've used it as an introductory tool to the game for kids because there's games you can play on it. There's a closest to the pin type deal. There's another game called Bullseye where you can either hit it off the top of, buildings. You can play in the Old West with a, locomotive, steam locomotive driving through the screen. There's a Jurassic setting, which, obviously the kids seem to really enjoy and things along those lines. And they've introduced some other new types of fun games, to where kids can kind of hit golf shots and discover these monsters and stuff like that are hidden, within the game itself. So, I think it's a great introductory tool, for folks to be able to get into golf and not be intimidated of, am I out on the golf course? Am I doing the right thing where I show up at the bag drop? Am I checking in the right areas? I think it's just a very good tool to get people introduced to the game in a very non-intimidating way.
John, for our friends living up north who know the colder temperatures are out there just on the horizon, talk about the course conditions down there in Olive Branch, Mississippi, and how long the golf season lasts so they can go ahead and book their trips to get down there.
Realistically, Chris, we play golf year round. Obviously we can get some colder days and things along those lines, but there's also been days where, we get some 60 or 70 degree temperatures, in the wintertime. Obviously that's a bit more of a rare occurrence, but, at the same time, we have the ability to play golf down here, year round. Of course, right now we're getting ready for some, well needed rain, this evening and into tomorrow, very similar to many parts of the country. We've definitely kind of been going through a little bit of a drought. We got a nice cold front moving through, this evening and tomorrow. So we're looking forward to a little bit of a break from a lot of the heat and everything we've been having, but, we will actually, put pigment on greens, in the wintertime to, as everything does go dormant. We don't oversee the golf course, but we do spray pigment on greens. So you do get that contrast, as folks play in the wintertime. And the greens, basically look like they would look, this time of year, very, very healthy looking and condition wise, they putt very, very quick, very well, as things go dormant. So, it's always a nice time to be able to play in the wintertime. You get accustomed to faster greens conditions. And then we obviously try to, mimic that, as we get into the season. So, definitely much more of a close to a 12 month, type season down here for us. December, January, and February can obviously be a little bit of hit and miss, but then we kind of turn the corner going into March and get ready to rock and roll again through the balance of the season. Really, well into late October, even mid November, we've had mid 70 degree days around Thanksgiving and stuff here. So, it's always an interesting time of the year, as we get ready to go into fall golf.
John, like I mentioned in your intro, you're the head golf pro and then general manager at TPC Southwind for many years. And we're obviously on the heels of this year's FedEx St. Jude Championship. What do you think about what you saw over the weekend?
Yeah, obviously a really good golf tournament. Incredible finish there by Will Zalatoris. To watch a ball bounce on that, brick wall basically seven times and stay up, was pretty incredible. Obviously Nick Bazans, I'm very familiar with Nick. I actually hired Nick while I was, still there, at TPC Southwind. Obviously does a very, very good job. They've made a number of changes to that golf course, in the 4 years that I've been gone. A lot of, new bunkers being added, old bunkers being taken out that were really no longer in play, trying to put some more, newer bunkers that are, a bit more in the newer landing zones for a lot of these longer players. But, you know, just a great event, obviously a very good, charity there with St. Jude. Obviously very, very near and dear to this entire community. And, you know, just a great event. And, you know, that golf course just continues to show, you know, that it's probably a well-kept secret. You know, as far as being, I think probably one of the better PGA Tour golf courses out there.
Were you nervous at all, like a lot of us were when Zalatoris, you mentioned that rock wall, when that ball comes to rest there in the crevice between the wall and the fringe on that last playoff hole, I was starting to get a little concerned that he was actually thinking about playing that shot. And I thought, boy, that's just a recipe for disaster if he tried and even figure out how he's going to get a club on the ball. And then goodness knows where that thing could have ended up. Were you nervous when you watched it and thinking, what the heck is he doing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously you got to go through the processes there. You know, but two, I mean, I will say it felt like he maybe deliberated a little too long as far as, you know, seriously contemplating hitting that shot. You know, I clearly think that his caddy did a really good job. I mean, obviously, you know, his first full event really talked Willa into two really good decisions. I felt like, you know, the layup on 18 after really that ball should have gone out of bounds. You know, that ball should have easily gone out of bounds in the cart path, there. And, you know, then he obviously, you know, probably really loses that golf tournament. But, you know, to have him lay up, on 18 during the second playoff hole and then to have him go back to the drop zone, and hit that shot in from 92 yards. You know, I think just that's maybe why he made a caddy change mid event, you know, last week, at Wyndham, you know, so, you know, from that perspective, you know, it's always very interesting. And, you know, I was curious too. I mean, we talked a little bit about it today, you know, I don't know whether that's just the way that grass has kind of grown over the years, or, you know, whether that's how they ultimately kind of wanted that. You know, I guess I feel like you would have probably tied that directly into the top of, the wall. So the ball does just fall back down into the water, as opposed to kind of what would have happened in this situation, where, you know, it bounced around enough and then was able to kind of nestle up against it. But, you know, yeah, clearly to your point, very, very interesting to where he's really going to contemplate that. And I think that, I think if he does try to pull something off, that ball more than likely goes directly behind him, or even maybe double hits it. And then not only does he double hit it, but then it goes back into the water as well. I didn't see that there was ever going to be a way where he could get the ball on the club enough to get it even on the top end, of that soil, to be able to have it then want to release forward and at least try to get up on the green a little bit. I think that if he would have hit that shot, it would have been pretty disastrous for him.
John, one more before I let you go. And obviously LIV Golf is center stage right now in our sport. What are your thoughts about what we're seeing going on between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf?
I think it's a very interesting time in professional golf right now. You know, clearly it appears that there is a lot of divisiveness, you know, from some of the stars of the game against the tour. And, you know, they now have an opportunity to kind of go find another home. You know, I'll be honest. We've streamed, the LIV events, you know, with smart TVs nowadays, you pull it up on YouTube. I mean, it is golf at the end of the day. So we've been playing them, you know, directly beside, the tour events for the week. You know, it's very interesting. I'm very intrigued. I've not had a chance today to kind of get caught up. I don't know what's been either leaked or released with regard to the Tiger Woods meeting up in Delaware with a lot of the guys to kind of discuss direction and things along those lines. Very, very interesting to see Tiger take over in this you know, leadership role, a bit kind of out of the blue. But, you know, clearly it's important to him. It's important to the success and the longevity of the tour. You know, I don't know. I don't know whether the tour ultimately underestimated what was going to happen here or what. But clearly I think that they now truly have their hands full. Especially as you hear, you know, the rumors of, you know, a Cam Smith, the rest of the Australians, you know, even some South Koreans that will go to live, you know, at the PGA Tour season here. So, you know, you get through the Tour Championship here, you know, next week, it's going to be very, very interesting to kind of see what other defections potentially happen. But, you know, at the end of the day, PGA Tour has their hands full. And I think they now realize that they have their hands full. And they need to figure out a way to coexist. I think that both tours are, giving golf exposure, regardless of how you want to look at it, regardless of where it comes from and everything else. Look, both tours have some warts, right? Obviously LIV has got the Saudi component, the PGA Tour has the China component and everything else. So, I mean, everybody wants to kind of get nitpicky on, you know, certain dynamics of things, but, both tours have some warts that they can, you know, go after each other on. But again, I think that, the LIV piece is here. I wouldn't be surprised if it's here to stay for some time as they continue to lay out everything. They, you know, a couple of weeks ago, as you heard, I mean, they're going to use the Asian tour as kind of their Corn Ferry tour and, you know, talk about relegation and how many, you know, players. I think it's going to be interesting to see ultimately how many players they truly wind up having, you know, on a consistent basis playing in their events. But, you know, I think it is, again, it's just giving golf exposure. You know, I think, clearly they've tried to make golf more fun. And from our perspective, that is a very important piece of the puzzle, because nowadays, you know, as you've seen, you know, Cam Smith, unfortunately, is a perfect example of that. You know, an hour before his tee time, after 12 plus hours of having the opportunity to take a look at it and actually having a conversation with him afterwards, when he signs his scorecard, you know, it gets assessed a 2-stroke penalty. You know, I think that those are the types of things, at least for, you know, the public golfer, the recreational golfer, those are the things that, you know, just make golf not fun, not enjoyable, stuffy, very confusing on rules and things along those lines. And that's, you know, again, that's why we take the mantra that we take every day. And that is, if you're coming to the golf course, you're coming to the golf course to have fun. And it's our job to make it as fun and as enjoyable as we possibly can. You know, it's been a fun 3 years to this point. You know, I just can't be happier with the direction we're going and everything else. But, you know, that's my correlation between, I guess, LIV Golf and the PGA Tour. It's the fun side of golf versus the competitive side of golf. So.
Well, John, to that end, let our listeners know how they can book a tee time, learn more about Timber Trust, and check you guys out, whether it's on your website or it's on social media.
Yeah, so social media on both Instagram and Facebook. You know, we're at Timber Trust Golf, Timber Trust Golf Course, and then of course, you know, timbertrustgolf.com on the web. You know, we're getting ready to come out. We've got a really great local marketing partner and they're getting ready to kind of launch a nice little storytelling video on my, you know, my wife and I and our, you know, kind of, path in the golf industry and golf business. And you know, that'll be posted on our website. And I'm sure we'll release tidbits of it on social media and stuff as well. But yeah, Timber Trust Golf Course on both Instagram and Facebook. And then, you know, you get an opportunity to meet Boone. Boone is the newest addition to the Goen family. He's a British lab that we picked up down in Oxford, Mississippi, at a local sporting life kennel. Boone's a little over a year old, but he takes a very active role for us on our social media platforms, and everybody seems to enjoy him. So plus, if you get to come out to Timber Trust, you have a really good opportunity to see Boone. He's got plenty of jobs there around the golf course that he enjoys running around on 194 acres. So
that's awesome. John, thank you so much for coming back and being a part of the show. It was great having you tonight. I hope we get to catch up a little sooner next time around.
Well, I look forward to it, Chris. Thanks so much for having me on. And we hopefully look forward to having you down in North Mississippi sometime soon.
I appreciate that very much. John, take care, my friend. All the best to you and your family. We'll catch up soon.
Thanks, Chris. You bet. Take care.
See you, John. That is John Goyne. Again, Timber Trust Golf Course is the name of the place. And you can find it online there, like you said, whether it's on the website, on Facebook, or on Instagram. John and his family are doing a great job. And the thing that to me was the theme of that conversation was fun. They're all about trying to make the game fun. So it's about the fun first. And it's about golf second. And they're doing a lot of really great things, a lot of innovative things to make it such. So not only do you get to go play a great golf course, they got the simulator piece, which I think is outstanding. So you and a group of friends or whatnot can go there, have a few drinks, get in there in the simulator and play some games, like you said, whether it's with the kids, a lot of good stuff there, or if it's just with a group of friends and you want to have some fun. And like I say, have a few drinks along the way. That's a great, great social thing that they're doing down there with respect to that. And look, Olive Branch, Mississippi is in the southern parts of the country, obviously. So for all of you folks up north, and you get to October, November, probably even early December, and you're lamenting the fact that you can't go play golf anymore at your local golf course, and you think, well, you know, I just kind of have to sit around and wait till spring. Probably not. Go down to Olive Branch, Mississippi, and go check out Timber Trust. You're going to have yourself a nice weekend. There's a lot of things for you to do, and now you don't have to wait till springtime to have your buddies or whatever, you know, have a golf outing. Because, you know, you're stuck in Buffalo, New York, and there's 16 inches of snow. Get out of the snow, go down south, and take a long weekend at Timber Trust, play some golf, get some swings in, and then get into the simulator at night and have some fun there too. So much opportunity down there to have a great time. And John's a great guy. His family's fantastic. And I look forward to catching up with him much sooner next time around.
Okay, before we close up shop tonight, I want to remind you about a couple more of our sponsors, including our friends over at 2-Under. 2-Under Men's Performance Briefs have just released their new Spring and Summer 22 collections with fun, new, and exciting prints like the Freedom 2 and 3, Santa Fe, Tigers, Zebras, and Duckies. And their new exclusive Folds of Honor collection, where they donate 20% of all Folds of Honor sales proceeds to that cause. The patented Joey Pouch technology delivers maximum comfort, fit, and performance while preventing any unwanted skin-on-skin contact or chafing. Good for anything from the golf course, to the boardroom, to the bedroom. You can find these 2-Under performance briefs in over 4,000 golf pro shops nationwide, all Shield sports stores, all PGA Tour superstores, Golf Galaxy, Dillard's, and other fine retailers near you. You can also order them online at 2under.com. That's the number 2, UNDR.com. 2-Under, performance in your pants. Use code NEXTT20, that's NXTTEE20, for a 20% discount on the 2-Under website. I also want to give a shout out to our friends over at Golf Ride. We deal with a lot on the golf course, whether you're teeing off in front of a crowd, hitting a 4-iron after a rain delay, trying to figure out wind direction, or second-guessing club selection. It's easy for your mind to race. That's exactly what drove Golf Pride to create the all-new CPX. It's made with a unique EXO diamond quilted pattern, reducing vibration in your hands on every shot. The EX diamond quilted pattern really helps your hands sink into the club on every shot, giving you maximum comfort, because when your hands are comfortable, you're comfortable. CPX is available now on golfpride.com or at your local retailer. All right, folks, it is time for me to put a bow on this episode of Next on the Tee. My sincere thanks again to Tom Patrick, Mark Calcavecchia, and John Goyne for joining me tonight. Scheduled to join me next week are 1984 gold medal figure skater Scott Hamilton will be here. And speaking of Liv, The Chief Marketing Officer for LIV Golf, Ron Cross, will be making his next On the Tee debut. And we'll get a return visit from the VP of Business Development for the PGA Tour, Allison Fillmore. So, folks, it's going to be a great show. I hope you'll come back and be a part of it with us. You can listen to this show as a podcast on just about every major podcasting app, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Podcast.co, Audioboom, Player.fm, Podbean. Folks, if you have a favorite podcast site or app, we're probably on that one too. Just type in Next on the Tee in the search bar. We'll probably come up on there. Please also check out our website, nextonthetee.net, to see what our upcoming guest schedule looks like. Plus, we give you links to our recent episodes and individual guest segments. So whether you got 20 minutes or 90 minutes, we've got great content on there for you for free. Folks, thank you all again for choosing to listen to the show tonight. I know you've got a lot of great podcasts out there to choose from. I'm very thankful that you continue to make Next on the Tee one of them. Until next week, hit 'em straight, my friends.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.